There are more headaches for the federal government over the offshore processing arrangements for asylum seekers. Angry landowners have gone through with the threat to sabotage the processing centre on Manus Island in PNG. For months, the landowners have been demanding millions of dollars worth of work contracts associated with the yet-to-be-opened centre. Now they've closed the road to the centre and shut down the island's airport. PNG correspondent Liam Fox reports.
It's pretty common for flights in PNG to be delayed or cancelled. But this morning's cancellation of Air New Guinea's flight from Port Moresby to Manus Island was unusual. In the middle of the night, a group of landowners placed safety cones and baggage trolleys onto the runway at the island's airport.
There'll be no aircraft landing today. We're still waiting for administrator and the governor to come and see us.
Poru Papi is one of the landowners involved. As well as disrupting operations at the airport, they've blocked the road to the Asylum Seeker Processing Centre at the Lombrum Naval Base. The landowners are from the Los Negros area, where the airport and the processing centre are located. For months, some of them have been calling for work contracts associated with the centre to be given to them in return for hosting the centre. They're demanding either $50 million worth of contracts or a $50 million business development grant. Mr. Papi says last Friday they sent a petition to the provincial government and demanded a response by yesterday. When the response didn't come, they fulfilled a threat made several weeks ago to sabotage the processing centre.
Our petition, we ask that the security contract should be given to landowners. We should be given 7 or 8 land contracts. There should be a round table discussion with the national government, the Australian government and the landowner.
The Australian government has tried to assure locals that the yet-to-be-opened processing centre is only temporary and that a permanent facility will be built with local involvement. But that's not good enough for Mr. Papi.
Either temporary or permanent, we want all those contracts.
Asked if they have the capability to deliver services like security, catering and transport, Mr. Papi says landowners want to form joint ventures with established companies.
We have personnel that are trained, they are engineers. They're cooks, everything. We have them here, the architects, the doctors.
The governor of Manus, Charlie Benjamin, says he's disappointed by the landowners' actions and he's sent police to clear the road and runway. He says the landowners' petition will be passed on to the Australian and PNG governments, but he believes their demands are unrealistic.
Nobody will give you 100 million kina just like that. I think the Australian government and the PNG government and the government of Manus have reached an understanding that is very realistic and workable, and it's good for everybody.
Nevertheless, Governor Benjamin is confident he can negotiate with the landowners and prevent further closures. Australia's Immigration Department declined to say if work at the processing centre had been disrupted. A spokesman said the closures were a matter for local authorities. The Australian government had originally hoped to send the first group of asylum seekers to Manus Island last month. Last week, the Parliamentary Secretary for Pacific Island Affairs, Richard Mars, was in PNG and said the first transfer was only a matter of days away. That prediction is looking increasingly unlikely. This is Liam Fox in Port Moresby for PM.